I'm Nathan Cohn. Listen to this audio clip. Do you know this man? And not Jimmy Kimmel, the other guy.
But Ned Ryerson is not your real name, is it?
No.
You are literally on every single show on TV. You're on Silicon Valley right now, right?
Yeah.
And One Day at a Time on Netflix, you're on, and yet I cannot remember your name at all.
Have you ever IMDb'd me?
No, but I definitely should have. And I will after the show.
Stephen Tobolowsky poked a little fun at himself a few weeks ago on Jimmy Kimmel's show, winning a trophy as that guy in that show. It just goes to show he's everywhere, with over 200 credits to his resume, including Glee, Silicon Valley, and the films Mississippi Burning, and most notably, Groundhog Day, as Ned Ryerson. A Dallas native, Tobolowsky's podcast about life, love, and Hollywood, The Tobolowsky Files, has earned him new accolades as a great writer and storyteller. His new book is My Adventures with God. Tobolowsky will be at the Houston Jewish Book and Arts Fair on Saturday, October 28th, and at the Barshop JCC in San Antonio on October 29th to tell some stories from his new book. I spoke to him by phone. Your new book, My Adventures with God, discusses something that I don't think I've heard so specifically addressed in your previous written form or on the podcast, which is, you know, a religious experience from time to time. So what led to that theme at this point in your life to put it on paper and to really, you know, write that in as part of these stories?
I think truth of the matter is, like in a lot of writing, is catastrophe. As a listener of the podcast, you probably know the story in my life of riding on the horse in Iceland. That story is in this book, of the story of what happened to me and how I healed, and basically how the whole podcast came from that accident, in that when the, you know, I broke my neck, I think the technical term was in five different places. I mean, your neck isn't that big to break it in five places, but five vertebrae were broken. The middle vertebra was crushed. The doctor in L.A. told me I had a fatal injury, which it was very upsetting at the time. But then on the car ride home, I thought it was kind of funny. And then as a writer, I thought it was a terrible misuse of the word fatal. And then I got home and went like, wow, what if what that guy said was true? And for some reason, instead of watching Law and Order reruns, which I would normally have done for the next 3.5 months, instead what I did is I said, what if I wrote down all the stories that I never got to tell my two boys about their father, who died on that mountain in Iceland? And so as kind of therapy, I began writing these stories that ended up becoming the podcast, that ended up on the radio, that ended up Simon & Schuster saying, can you do these stories? And I really feel I encountered a miracle. And the miracle wasn't that I lived, which I'm a science guy, so I could chalk that up to, you know, kind of a collusion of cervical vertebra. I could just say it was a fluke that I lived. I'm willing to accept coincidence. But the thing I cannot explain is how in my backyard, as I was recovering, as I was writing these stories, in an instant, my vision of the world and my life changed in a second. In an absolute moment, in a flash. And to me, that was a miracle. And in that flash, I've never been able to see my life the same again. It's kind of like the Star Wars people saying that when you look at the new Star Wars poster, there is hidden in there the head of Mickey Mouse. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. It was like once that happened to me in the backyard, once that flash happened to me, it changed my entire life. The way I approach acting, the way I approach writing, the way I approach other people. It changed everything about me. I remember in college, I was a geology major, and we studied sedimentary rocks created by water. and we studied igneous rocks created by fire, but then there were metamorphic rocks, which were created by heat and pressure. And over the course of my life, I began thinking, we are all metamorphic rocks. We begin one way, and we are changed by heat and pressure into something else. And I think one of these something else's is what a lot of people call God, some people call inspirations, whatever. Whatever you want to call it, it is something beyond us, something that has no science, no explanation, no nothing, that is beyond anything we understand. So these are stories about those moments in my life where something I can't explain happened.
I was going to say, I think that, because I have, and you talk about you're a science guy, and I am too, but I think that we have this... I think that where I come from, when I try to reconcile the idea of God and science, or you know, religion or what have you, you know, in science, is that and this when you were talking about that moment in the backyard when you were riding just now too, it made me think once again of this idea that I have that science and the things that happen to us are presented to us by God as revelations. You know, so that, and each one makes the other more beautiful in that way, I think, you know?
Yes. I have a theory in one of my early stories in my adventures with God, is that I talk about the monster that lived in my room when I was a child. I, the monster, who was a constant companion with me for years. And the story of I, the monster, lived on with my aunts and uncles who remembered him even after I quit believing in I, the monster. But it started me thinking, whatever happened to I, the monster that I believed in so fervently for years in my life, was a constant companion. And as an adult, I got this notion, what happens to our fear of the dark? Because I'm not afraid of the dark anymore. And my theory is, that over the course of centuries, man developed science, art, and religion to deal with the fear of darkness. Science to measure the darkness, art to show us its beauty, and religion to tell us that it's really light all the time. You just have to believe in the light to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think so much of man's achievement have come from fear. And particularly fear of the dark, if I were to say anything, which in a way is also fear of death, of the ultimate dark. But we create so much out of fear, which is also in the book. There are a few stories about that in the book as well.
I got to ask, because you're from Texas and you're coming back here to your home state, what Texas means to you in your in your mind, like when you think of, you know, this place, what do you think of?
When I think of Texas, I have to go to something Willie Nelson said. When I fell in love with Willie Nelson, which was when I guess I was out of college, I really came to Willie Nelson late. And he said, the thing about Texas is that you feel like there are no boundaries. You look out and there's plains and a huge sky and there's stars and it seems to go on forever. And he says, as a songwriter, it makes you feel like you could do anything. And whenever I come to Texas, I feel that. I think he said it so perfectly. I feel there are no boundaries. And I'm so happy I grew up in Texas, in a place, first of all, in a family of love, mm-hmm. which was great, in an environment of intelligent people, which was great, but in a climate of people who felt there were no boundaries. And that applied to everybody. That applied to everybody. That even applied to our black maid, Lenora, you know, who worked at our home. She ended up buying our home. and every stick of furniture in it, because she always wanted to own the home she worked in. And now she's a multimillionaire. She turned our home in Oak Cliff into a church. And I went to visit her a couple years ago at our childhood home. And she said, "Oh, Stevie, you'd be so happy. We saved so many souls in your home." And, you know, for her, it was limitless, too, even in a world of limits that she had to deal with. So that's what I think of with Texas, is big sky, no limits, anything's possible.
Stephen Tobolowsky speaking to me by phone from his home in California. His new book is My Adventures with God. I'm Nathan Cohn for Texas Public Radio.